News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Our shows like Love Island, leading teenage boys to put their lives on the line in an effort to try and get that so-called perfect body. Well, a new study claims that almost 10% of teenage boys have used anabolic steroids in the last 3 months. We want to know what's driving them to take such risks with their health. Well, to discuss, I'm joined by Carl Henry, who, of course, is a personal trainer and TV and radio broadcaster. Carl, just how prevalent is the culture of teenagers using steroids nowadays?
It's scary. Like, the study is saying 1 in 10. I think that's probably about right. I think they want the body that they're seeing on TV, on social media, and I think they want it instantly, and they're willing to take anything to make that happen. There are benefits, obviously, in terms of sports performance. They'll train harder, they'll recover quicker, but the risks far outweigh the benefits. There's no question about that. It's incredibly risky to do it.
What are the risks? Where do you start?
So in terms of mood, obviously it's a big, in terms of anxiety, in terms of depression, in terms of suicide, there's huge risks from that perspective. Acne will be a big one, particularly along the back area. For girls, it'll be deepening of the voice. Women will talk with a much deeper voice when they take steroids. There's an increased risk of stroke, of heart attack. Like, there's very, very little benefits. But yet, what they're seeing is it's the six-pack body effect. Yeah, my wife is watching Love Island at the minute. Mm. I saw a bit of it last night. And these guys, they're all jacked up. They're big. They have big arms, the six-packs. And combine that with the social media influencers that a lot of the teenagers are following in terms of health, and you're seeing the very same physique, and it's what they want. They're big upper bodies, very small lower bodies, and that's what they want to get, attain that physique.
So is it a case that people, and I suppose it's particularly men we're talking about in this case, they're looking at shows like the likes of Love Island, other kind of programs like this? This isn't the football or the boxing body. This is a different type of physique. As you mentioned, it looks really different. So are people seeing steroids as kind of a quick fix?
They're seeing it as a quicker way to attain that physique. So you will recover quicker, you'll train harder, you'll get better benefits from your training. That's why people take them. And they're seeing it as a quicker way to attain that. They want it instantly, as opposed to, if you look at bodybuilding over the years, before steroids came into it, it might take you 10 years to develop a physique, where now they want it instantly, as fast as possible. And they're seeing this as a way to get it.
So if you're the kind of guy who's down the gym, or maybe you're a GAA or soccer or rugby player or boxer or whatever the case is, like, what's the time difference in terms of how you'd kind of attain that kind of physique if you're somebody who's in training hard on a football pitch or in the gym versus somebody who's on steroids and in the gym?
It could take years to get the physique. It depends on your genetics. It depends on your base. It depends on how you're training and who you're training with. But it could take years to get that kind of physique.
And you probably, I'm sure, know yourself in your own professional capacity. Like, you go into a gym nowadays and it's everybody in there is out with the phone and they're in the mirror and they're making an Instagram or a Snapchat or a video and they're recording themselves, and it's
my pet hate. It really is. We have a policy in our gym, no phones allowed whatsoever.
Really?
We'll never have a client on any of our social media platforms. We don't video them train. I have a huge issue with that for lots of reasons. Mm. One, I think the gym is a very private place. I don't see why someone who's sweaty and working out wants to be plastered all over a company social media platform. I think that's the wrong message. In terms of the issue with people taking photographs in gyms, they're angled. They're using apps to create them, and there's a huge, that's just starting to come now. There are Instagram accounts who are exposing a lot of these people taking pictures, and they're editing them to make themselves look a certain way.
Nothing like a good old filter then as well,
What does everybody do when they take a photograph? The hand comes up, you're looking up, so the jawline is almost flexed. You look better that way, and you'll keep taking the photograph till you get the one that you want.
In terms of trying to reverse that culture of steroid use, how do we do that now?
I think we need to show the impacts. I think we need to get to either an advertising campaign or an online campaign with people who've taken them, and you get to see the side effects of it, the nasty side. It's like if you look at cigarette packaging now, if you look at maybe alcohol packaging, the way it's going, but they're showing the impact of smoking cigarettes, that your lungs are going to look a certain way, your heart. In terms of steroid abuse, I think it's the very same. I think we need to see people talking
about
it.
And that's what we're talking about here. This isn't just steroid use. This is steroid abuse,
It's abuse. It's an addictive substance.
overusing.
Yes, you get totally, you can get addicted to it, which is the problem. So I think we need to see people coming out talking about, I took it, here's what happened, here's what I suffered.
Yeah, but this isn't for people, I suppose, of these side effects we're talking about, just, you know, in terms of fairness. It's not if somebody uses them on a one-off or a short period of time. This is for people using it over a long extent.
If it's prescribed medically, you know, doctors will prescribe them for certain things, and that's great. But if you're self-prescribing, A, you shouldn't be, because you've no idea what you're getting. There's no quality control.
How do you as a parent spot if your kid, your son or your daughter, is using steroids, and what advice would you have for them?
Okay, so you're looking for mood changes, you're looking for anxiety, you're looking for poor sleep, potentially skin is a giveaway, acne is a really obvious sign.
And you
sign.
Mentioned particularly at the back.
Yeah, along the back of the shoulders, okay. And the neckline. They'll be very obvious signs. It can tie in with someone who's almost addicted to going to the gym. If you are concerned, go and talk to a dietitian. Talk to the school if they're playing team sports. If there's a rugby team, talk to the coaches and see what the strategy is or what the recommendations are. But talk to the professionals, and I think just keep an eye out and just be aware of the changes.
Okay, we'll leave it there. My thanks to personal trainer and broadcaster Carl Henry joining us this morning.